Hello.
Hey Sandra, this is Keaton. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I was calling you back up about the Brianwood property, that lot of land out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were gave any more thought about trying to sell it.
Not really. I hadn't done anything about it lately.
Okay, I got you. So you're not interested in getting any money for it.
No.
Okay, I
No,
got you. What
not
are
yeah,
your
'cause I got to get more of what I've paid in it all these years and all. So,
Yeah,
that is.
I've been spending some time on it. I was looking at I was going through like the tax records. I saw like you bought it for around like 350 and been paying around like 20 to 40 bucks a year on it. And I mean, I think it's workable. I think there's I could find an investor that would be willing to pay you out, and you can pocket some, a few bucks, on top of it. If that's even something you want to do, it seems like it's not though.
Yeah, like I said, I've been had some things going on. I've just been real busy with it, and I hadn't even really thought about it anymore. So,
I
I
got you.
have to sit
Not
down and look again. Yeah.
okay. Yeah, I totally get
But
that.
and I've got your number. I've still got that the paper with it on it and all too. So,
Yeah, I got you. Well, the
sure.
beauty of working with us is, we can we're the ones. I'll be the one that's handling all the busy work, all the paperwork. I'll
Yeah.
be connecting, the investors to the property and handling all the offers and entertaining them. And I'm your only point of contact. So that
Yeah.
paper, what it would look like is, you read through the terms, you like it, you put your autograph on it, and then I'll handle all the rest after that.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah, 'cause
you'll get a
I hadn't even been out there or anything. I don't know what's going on. I do know I saw something in the paper a year or two ago that I think the people lived all way over the other street, parallel street. I think maybe he died. I think they'd had it owned it for a real long time. And they had all the rest of that lot.
Yeah.
And so that I always thought, well, if anybody wanted to buy that other lot, they think they'd want that little piece too, because if I were buying the lot and then there's this other little lot beside it, I don't know. But I've never checked any more anything about it. Because if
No.
you've been over, have you been over there?
Yeah, I've seen it. I see the big lot you're talking about, and
Yeah.
that's a much larger. I mean, I'd probably make more money getting a deal on that lot than I would yours.
Yeah, but I always thought, well, if somebody were going to buy that big lot, you think that somebody would rather have the little part, the little lot there that's mine with it, other than having here on the side, you've got this pie-shaped piece going down the side of your
Yeah,
lot,
it
you
is
know what
like
I
a
mean?
little flag looking
Yeah,
little
and
triangle.
that looked like it'd mean more to somebody that was buying that than the house. Where the house that we had behind it, because it's really not much use to those people, because you got that cement thing in the ditch and all there,
Yeah, I'd like to reach out to the owner of those lots, but I haven't been able to come across their contact info.
And see the one on the other side of the street, I think that man just sticks the thing up, never bought it or anything. I saw him out there working one time, and he's got, I hadn't been, like I said, I hadn't been out there in a while, but he'd fix it up like a little garden place or something over there, the one right across from it, that on the
Yeah,
same
I see what you're
street.
talking about.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's just like I said, I just hadn't been out there, even looked at or thought about it really. That but see the one on the other. Now, if you go straight down that street, there's on the left there, that lot with all the open area. There's a house built across it on the right. You
By
know
the
what I'm
water?
talking about? No, it's
There's
if you go, well, whatever that street it is, I forget what's the name, Brianwood or
Oh, the
whatever it is.
cul-de-sac.
Not the car. No, it's if you cut
Sorry.
okay, like the house, was that Brianwood?
Yes,
Is that
Brianwood Road.
okay, Brianwood? If you Brianwood, which it actually faces on, because our house is on Daleshire, it's Daleshire and Brianwood, then the Brianwood. If you look on your right there, someone built a house in there several years ago. And so they divided the other lot on that side of the street, must have been the same that faces the parallel street on back there. They must have had that large lot too. And they, I forget, a guy over here on Huguenot, I think, who sold it. I can't think of his name right now, but his company did. But it's they bought that part of the lot and built a house on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, whoever that other one just on Daleshire, he just made up something out of it. I don't think he ever bought it.
Hmm.
But
gotcha.
That other one was divided from that other house over there, like where I'm talking about. It'd be better if somebody wanted it, if someone bought that property, whatever the next street over is, you know, would want it onto it. But somebody did buy it divided that lot right across the street from it and built a house on it. When you go down Brownwood, there's actually a house built facing Brownwood on the right there.
Yeah, would you know any, I mean, it seems like you're not trying to sell that lot of land. Would you know any other properties that would be for sale?
I sure don't. We just finished selling a bunch of Natural Bridge.
Shoot, I'm a little late.
Yeah, my dad bought it when I was in grade school, okay? We had about, what, my gosh, 80 acres out, about a mile and a half from Natural Bridge. Mostly wooded with springs on it. My dad, we bought a house on it. He built a house on it when I was in grade school again. And then he got transferred to Georgia and all this. And we came back all these years, kept it. You know, and just last year we finally sold most of it except for one lot on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a long time.
I got you. Well, Sandra, if I know you're not trying to pay taxes on this any much longer, and
you don't
want your kids dealing with the hassle of the property and all the paperwork of it all.
Yeah, I know that's the main thing. And
if you want, you know, an honest offer on it, let me know, and I'll have to renew the contract for you, considering
Let me take the kids out there and look around, and I don't know when I've been out there, several years, I guess.
Yeah, let me know what they're thinking on it, and just give me an honest yes or no about what you're doing, because I hate to be annoying much.
Oh, I know. I'll let you know. Actually, I've got the copy of the tax thing and your name on it. I know. I've got it also. I hadn't forgotten. I just hadn't done anything. And I appreciate you checking.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'll give you a call in a couple weeks. All right.
Okay. Thank you, then.
All right, Sandra. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye bye.